Well, good morning. The time is 5:33 on Monday, December 18th, and you are tuned to WPRV, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprv.com. Welcome to Treasures of Early Music. I am your host of this program, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Monday morning from 5:30 until 11. I am also with you on Wednesday mornings from 5:30 until 11 for Classical Discoveries. Thank you so much for joining me today. You were just listening to the Ave Maria by the French Renaissance composer Jean Moutant, who lived from 1475 until 1522. In our performance, you heard members of Qualche Voce. Well, today we are focusing, as we did last week, on Christmas music from the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque periods, and do hope you enjoy today's program of early holiday music. In just a little while, we will be listening to a complete performance of the Christmas Vespers by the Italian nun and composer Chiara Margherita Cozzolani, and we will get to this major work in about 30 minutes. For now, we go to a composition by the Italian violinist and composer Angelo Ragazzi, who lived from 1680 until 1750 and spent many years as a violinist at the Imperial Chapel of Vienna. Angelo Ragazzi wrote predominantly instrumental works, and we will hear now his sonata, Opus 1, number 12 in G major, the so-called Pastorale Sonata, and this will be performed by members of Accademia per Musica, conducted by Christoph Timpe.
Thank you.
You were just listening to music by the Italian violinist and composer Angelo Ragazzi, who lived from 1680 until 1750. And you were just listening to his sonata, Opus 1, number 12, in G major, the so-called Pastorale Sonata. In our performance, you heard members of Accademia per Musica, conducted by Christoph Timpe. We are going to conclude the first half hour now of today's program with a selection by the early English Renaissance composer William Horwood, who lived from around 1430 until 1484. He was associated for much of his career with Lincoln Cathedral, Lincoln, England, and was choirmaster there for the final 7 years of his life. This is the Magnificat on the second tone by William Horwood, as performed by members of Pomerium, conducted by Alexander Blatchley.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Magnificat on the second tone by the early English Renaissance composer William Horwood, who lived from around 1430 until 1484. In our performance, you heard members of Pomerium, and the conductor was Alexander Blatchley. Once again, music of English composer William Horwood. Well, good morning. The time is 5:58. on Monday, December 18th, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to Treasures of Early Music. I am your host of this program, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Monday morning from 5:30 until 11. I am also with you on Wednesday mornings from 5:30 until 11 for Classical Discoveries. Thank you so much for joining me. Today we are focusing, as we did last week, on Christmas music from the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque periods. Hope you enjoy today's program of early holiday music. Now, moving ahead, I will also like to let you know that I will be featuring little-known holiday music on Sunday, December 24th, that's Christmas Eve, between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. This will be a special